Rochdale child rape grooming gang jailed, government failures exposed. Girl victim classified as prostitute at just 10 years old. By Oliver J.J. Lane on October 2, 2025. A grooming gang ringleader and six of his accomplices were handed jail sentences in a case that highlighted serious government failings, including where the social care system branded a 10-year-old girl a prostitute and did nothing to help her. Seven men, all Rochdale market traders or taxi drivers, have been handed jail sentences after they groomed young girls between 2001 and 2006 to become sex slaves. The girls were passed around between the men and hundreds of others for almost incessant sexual abuse for years, the court was told. Mohammed Bossman Zahid, 64, identified as the ringleader of this group, ran a lingerie stall at the Rochdale Town Market, which he used to meet young girls out shopping, before showering them with gifts as part of the so-called grooming process to make them sexual slaves, the court heard. Zahid, a Pakistani migrant male, had previously been jailed for 5 years in 2016 for a separate grooming gang case over sex with a child who, again, he'd met through his market stall. In that case, she had gone to the stall to buy tights for her school uniform. During the sentencing hearing on Wednesday, the court heard how Zahid felt so untouchable that he'd brazenly telephoned a social services home for children where one of his victims lived, picked her up from there for abuse, and would later drop her off again, all without fear of questions being asked. Zahid and his friends would take the girls to locations around Rochdale for sex, with Gerla telling the court that she had been abused by hundreds of men. While the court case revealed the depravity of the rapists, it also unveiled the appalling failures of what is called the care system. Girl B, now an adult in her 30s, discovered in her local authority case notes that when she was just 10 years old, the care system had her labeled as a prostitute, yet took no steps to protect her. As she put it, nobody was concerned enough to do anything about it. They were the ones supposed to care for me and look after me, and a lot of bad things happened. The Manchester Crown Court sentenced on Wednesday Pakistani-born market trader Mohammed Bossman Zahid to 35 years in prison. Zahid had been found guilty of 10 counts of rape, 4 of indecency with a child, 1 of attempting to procure a girl for unlawful sexual intercourse, and 5 of procuring a girl for unlawful sexual intercourse. 50-year-old Pakistani-born market trader Kaiser Bashir was sentenced in absentia, given that he wasn't held in pre-trial custody and was able to abscond. His UK passport was taken away as part of his bail conditions, but it is nevertheless thought that he has left the country. Police said inquiries continue to try and locate him and ensure justice is served. Bashir was given 29 years in prison, which he will serve if ever found. He was found guilty of 2 counts of rape and 2 counts of indecency with a child. 67-year-old Pakistani-born market trader Mushtaq Ahmed was sentenced to 27 years in prison. He was found guilty of 4 counts of rape, 4 counts of indecency with a child, and 1 count of procuring a girl for unlawful sexual intercourse. 39-year-old Raiz Khan was sentenced to 12 years in prison. He was found guilty of 1 count of rape. 44-year-old taxi driver Mohammed Shahzad was sentenced to 26 years in prison. He was found guilty of 5 counts of rape and 1 count of assault by penetration. 41-year-old taxi driver Nisar Hussain was sentenced to 19 years in prison. He was found guilty of 2 counts of rape and 1 count of assault by penetration. 49-year-old taxi driver Naheem Akram was sentenced to 26 years in prison. He was found guilty of 6 counts of rape and 1 count of assault by penetration. All men denied all charges and were said by police to have shown no remorse. Greater Manchester police hailed the convictions, saying they now had seen 32 offenders brought to justice and a further 20 men due to come to trial in the coming months. Detective Chief Inspector Guy Laycock said of the case, "These 7 men preyed on vulnerability for their own depraved sexual gain. The men abused, degraded and then discarded the victims when they were just children. This horrific abuse knew no limits, despite their denials throughout this lengthy investigation and court case." Rochdale Borough Council, which runs the social services implicated in the case, insisted that things had changed. A spokesman said for the council, "Rochdale Borough Council is in a very different place to where it once was more than a decade ago. and our work to improve our safeguarding practice and our response to child sexual exploitation has been recognized in every Ofsted inspection since 2014. We will not be complacent, however, and we remain committed to doing all that we can with our partners to protect and support victims and survivors.